Parshas Truma. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Daber el bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, v'yikhu li truma, and let them separate in my name a separation from their money as a nedava, as a contribution for the Mishkan. May eis kol ish ashe yidvenu libay, from every person whose heart wants to do a ratzon tov, a goodwill. Tikhu, you the gabi tzedakah, you the collectors, shall take from the givers as trumasi, my separation." According to the simple meaning in the pasuk, the first v'yikhu and the pasuk later on that says tikhu have two different meanings. V'yikhu is referring to the givers, the ones who are donating, and the word v'yikhu means and they should separate, as Targum says v'yafreshun kadamai afreshusa. The second word tikhu as trumasi are referring to the gabi tzedakah. The Gabi Tzedakah should take from the Misnadvim, from the donators, as Trumasi, my separation, as Targum says, Tisfun Yos Afreshusi, they should take my separation. Rashi points out that the Pasuk mentions the word Truma three times. It says, Truma V'yikhuli Truma, Tikhu Es Trumasi, and in the next Pasuk it says, V'zois HaTruma Asher Tikhu Me'itam. And Me'itam. Rashi says that the three words truma are referring to the three donations that were given for the Mishkan. After Moshe came down from Har Sinai, in the month of Tishrei, after Yom Kippur, he commanded Klal Yisrael about building the Mishkan. And Hashem told him that he should count Klal Yisrael by each person giving a machzis ha-shekel, and through counting the machzis ha-shekel, we will know how many people are in Klal Yisrael. So 603,550 people gave a machzis ha-shekel, and that money, those silver coins, were used to make the adonim, the sockets, the silver sockets that held up the beams of the Mishkan. That was the first time it says truma. The second truma is referring to 6 months later, they built the Mishkan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was built. A month after that, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Hashem told Moshe to count Klal Yisrael a second time. And again, everybody gave a machzis ha-shekel, and those machzis ha-shekel were used for the karbonos. That was the second truma. Pasuk Gimel that says v'zois ha-truma asher tikhu me'itam is referring to what each person gave as a donation for the Mishkan itself. Every person gave whatever he wanted, different types of materials, and that is what the pasuk is talking about. V'zois ha-truma asher tikhu me'itam. We explain the pasuk v'yikhu li truma according to the simple meaning, that it means that the ones who are donating will separate in my name a separation from their money as a contribution to the Mishkan. But all the Mefarshim ask that the better lashon would have been to say v'yitnu li truma, and you shall give in my name a separation. Why does it say v'yikhu? And the most famous teretz is that when somebody gives tzedakah, he is really getting back more than he is giving. The schar and the reward, what he gets, is so much more than the amount of money that he is giving. So therefore, when somebody gives, it's really v'yikhu, he is really taking the schar and the reward of his mitzvah. And so we find in Parshas Kisisa, where the pasuk says over there concerning the machzis ha-shekel, the nosnu ish koifer nafshay, each person should give the machzis ha-shekel as a kapara, as an atonement on his soul. Pasuk uses a lashon v'nasnu. The Vilna Gaon explains that the word v'nasnu is read forwards and backwards the same way. It's the same letters, vav, nun, saf, nun, vav, forwards and backwards. Which means, and the pasuk is telling us, that when one gives tzedakah, he's really getting back so much more. V'nasnu, forwards and in reverse, getting back what he gives. And the pasuk continues, v'zois ha-teruma asher tikhu me'itam. And this is the separation that you shall take from them. These are the materials you shall take: zahav, gold, vochesef, and silver, unechoshes, and copper. Rashi explains that the gold and the copper in this pasuk is different than the silver. The gold and copper, everyone was able to give as much as he wanted, and that would be their donation to the Mishkan. But the kesef was a machzis ha-shekel that was given for the counting of the Bnei Yisrael, and that silver that was given for the machzis ha-shekel covered everything that was needed to be made out of silver in the Mishkan. All the adonim that were made out of silver were made from those machzis ha-shekel, and a few other things that were made out of silver were also used from those machzis ha-shekel. There was no need to donate any more silver. And that is why Rashi explains that the gold and the copper is different. The gold and the copper, one person might have given 10 ounces, another person might have given 1 ounce. But the kesef, everybody gave the same. It was a machsa shekel. If somebody decided to give more than the machsa shekel and wanted to donate more silver, then it was used for some side kalim, clay shuris, some side vessels that were used in the Mishkan. But for the main parts of the Mishkan, the kesef in the pasuk is referring to the kesef that was used from the machsa shekel. Usecheles, and wool dyed bluish green from the blood of the fish chilazin, the agamon, and wool dyed purple, v'sela shoni, and red thread, which is again wool dyed red, v'sheish, and flax, v'izim, and hairs of a goat. Rashi explains that it does not mean goats, they didn't bring goats, but rather they brought hair from the goat. Maskil David asks that if they only brought the hair, why does the pasuk say izim? And he answers based on the pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Chavav. The pasuk says, "V'chol anoshim asher nosa libon oisano b'chochma tavu eso izim." The women wove the hairs of the goats while they were on the goats, as Rashi says over there. He hoisa umnus yisera. That was a special umnus. Shemei algabi hoizim tavu oison, that they wove it while the hair was on top of the goats. Sephorna explains that this was in order to enable the hair to still have the luster. If they cut it off, it got dirty and it did not have the same luster. That is why they wove it when it was on the goats. And that explains the Maskil of David, is why the pasuk says izim, since the hair was woven while it was agabe ho'izim. Ba'orez elim ma'odomim, and skins of a ram dyed red after it was tanned. Ba'orez techoshim, and skins of a tachash, which Rashi explains was a type of an animal, a chaya, that only existed in the time of the Mishkan. And it had many colors. Ba'atei shitim, and cedar wood. Cedar wood, Zagrashi, was not found in the Midbar, but rather, Yaakov saw through Ruach HaKodesh that the Yidden will build a Mishkan made of cedar wood, of Atei Shittim, and he took the wood out of Eretz Yisrael when he came down to Mitzrayim and planted it in Mitzrayim. He commanded his children, saying that you will build a Mishkan in the Midbar made of Atei Shittim, and therefore you shall take this Atei Shittim that I planted and take it with you in the Midbar in order to build the Mishkan. Das Akenemi Bali Atoisvah says that the cedar wood was a very light wood, because the Bnei Merari from Shevet Levi, who were the ones who carried the beams of the Mishkan, had 4 wagons and 8 bakar. These 4 wagons that were pulled by 8 bakar carried all the beams of the Mishkan. And Das Akenem says, if the wood was heavy wood, it would not be possible for these 8 bakar to carry all these beams. He therefore says that Atei Shittim was a very light wood. Shemen Lama'or, which means it was pure olive oil that was made for the menorah. The first drop that was pressed out of the olives were used for the menorah. Shemen, oil, pure olive oil, Lama'or, in order to light the menorah. Bisamim, different type of spices, L'shemen HaMishcha, for the anointing oil. They used the Shemen HaMishcha in order to anoint the Mishkan and its kelim. And the way they made it was that they soaked 4 type of besamim, mor deror, kinamon besem, kinei boisem, and kida, 4 type of besamim. They soaked it in the Shemen HaMishcha in order that the oil would get the fragrance of the besamim. So, besamim l'shemen HaMishcha means these 4 besamim for the Shemen HaMishcha, and v'lektaris asamim, which means besamim for the ktaris asamim. There were 11 besamim that were crushed and ground into a fine powder that was brought as a ketores every morning, half in the morning, half in the evening, on top of the Mizbeach Azov, the inside Mizbeach. Avnei Shoyham, the Avnei Meluim, and the Avnei Meluim, lo Eifoid v'lachoshen. For the Eifoid, the apron, and for the Choshen, the breastplate. The Avnei Shoyham are the 2 stones that were worn on the Eifoid and were on top of the Kohen Gadol's shoulders. And the Avnei Meluim were the 12 stones that were on the Choshen, that were engraved with the names of the Shvatim. The name Avnei Meluim comes from Miluim, to fill up, because these stones filled up the settings that they were placed in. It is interesting to note that most of the materials mentioned from Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Vav were all raw materials, like the gold, the silver, the copper, the sheish, the flax, the hairs of the goat. But concerning Techeles V'Agoma Misalah Shani, it seems from the Pasuk that the Misnadvim, the donators, actually brought it already dyed. They didn't bring wool. It says in the Pasuk they brought blue wool, purple wool, red thread, which would be mashma that they already brought it after it was dyed. Did the Misnadvim actually dye the wool before they brought it? Similarly, concerning Shemen Lama'ur, oil for the menorah, the Pasuk does not say that they brought olives, and then the Chachmei Lev were the ones who pressed it and made the oil for the menorah. The Pasuk says they brought Shemen, they brought the oil. Did the Misnadvim actually press the olives by themselves and then bring the finished product to Bezalel? The Pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, in Perek Lamed Hay, Pasuk Yudalid, Rashi says, Veshemen Hama'or Afu Tzara Chachmei Lev. Even the Shemen needed Chachmei Lev. Shehu Meshuno Mishar Shmonim. It was different than other oils. K'moshe Mefurish B'Menachos, like the Gemara says, in Menachos, Megargore B'Rosh HaZayis, they plucked it off the top of the tree, V'Ukasis V'Zach, and they had to press it, and it was very pure. So it needed Chachmei Lev, as Rashi says. So, and that would be Mashma, that they brought the raw materials to the Chachmei Lev, and the Chachmei Lev made it. They brought olives to the Chachmei Lev, and the Chachmei Lev pressed the olives and made the oil. But from the Pesukim over here, it seems to be Mashma that they actually brought a finished product. They brought the Shemen, they brought the Tcheles, they brought the Argomot. So one has to understand exactly what the Pshat in the Pasuk over here is. Did they bring the raw material, or did they bring the finished product? There's an interesting Chasam Sefer that has a remez from the Pasuk Zohav Vochesef Unechoshes for the days that we lain, the days that there is Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, the word Zohav stands for Zion, Hay and Bays, the seventh day of the week, which is Shabbos, when we have Kriyas HaTorah, Hay and Bays, when we lain on Mondays and Thursdays, the fifth day and the second day. Kesef stands for Kippurim, which is Yom Kippur. Samach stands for Sukkot. And Pei stands for Purim and Pesach. Nun stands for Nerois, which is Chanukah. Ches is for Chodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh, and also Rosh Hashanah when we lain, which is also Rosh Chodesh. And Shin stands for Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah. And the last letter, Tav, stands for Tainis, where we lain Vayechal. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Ches, Ve'osu Li Migdosh, and they shall make Li in my name. Just like we said before that the donation should be given in my name, V'yikhu Li Truma, the Pasuk is continuing to say that when they actually build the Mishkan, it should be built Li Lishmi, in my name. Migdosh does not mean a Beis HaMigdosh. We're not building a Beis HaMigdosh here. We are building a Mishkan. But rather, Migdosh means a Beis Kedusha, a house of holiness. V'asu Li Migdosh, they shall make in my name a Beis Kedusha, a house of holiness. V'shochanti B'Soicham, in order that I will dwell amongst them. How shall they make it? Kechoil asher ani mara oischa. The way I am showing you here in the mountain, the way everything looks, eis tavnes ha-mishkon, the form of the mishkon, eis tavnes kol kelov, and the form of all its kelim, v'chein tasu, and so you shall make in the future, if any keli gets lost, you shall make it in the same way and it's the same form as you see it here in the mountain, and also in the Beis HaMikdash in the future. When you will build the Beis HaMikdash, you should also build similar kelim to the ones that you see here. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Pasuk Beis, V'yikhu Li Truma. They should separate Li Truma. What does Li mean? Li Lishmi. It means in my name. The separation of this donation should be done for the sake of Shemayim, for the sake of Hashem. Truma. What does Truma mean? Hafrasha, a separation. Yafrishu Li, they should separate for me, Mimamoinam, from their money, Nedava, as a contribution. Yidvenu Li Baizak Rashi, Lasha Nedava. It is a language of Nedava, a contribution. And really, the word should have been read, Yin Devenu Li Baiz. But since we have a Dagesh in the Dalit, many times the Dagesh takes the place of a missing letter. And over here, the missing letter is the Nun before the Dalet. And the Dagesh in the Dalet is taking the place of the Nun. That's why Rashi says it is a Lashon of Nedava. V'hu Lashon Ratzon Tov. It is a language of a goodwill. A person wants to do a nice thing. Fashant Balaz. Tikhu es Trumasi. You shall take my separation. Amru Rabbi Seinu. Our Rabbonim say, Gimel Trumais Amuris Kan. It says the word Truma three times in Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel. Achat Trumas Bekel Agagolis. One is a donation of a machzis ha-shekel for every person, shenasu mehem ha-adonim, where the adonim, the sockets, were made. from these machsa shekel. K'moshe meforsh be'ele b'kudei, like the pasuk says in Parshas B'kudei, that the machsa shekel that were donated in the month of Tishrei were used for the adonim. Va'achas truma samazbeach, and one was a truma for the mizbeach for the karbonis. Bekel agogelis, a machsa shekel per person. The kupois that were put in boxes, which were later used for purchasing the karbonis. Liknos mehem karbonis sibur, to buy from this money the karbonis sibur. And this counting was done in the month of Iyar, a half a year later. And that money was used to buy karbonis. That was the second truma. Va'achas, and the third truma was trumas hamishkan. Nidovas kol echad ve'echad, the donation of each person, whatever he wanted to give. So drashi yud gimel dvarim, the 13 items ha'amurim be'inin that are mentioned over here, kulam hutzrichu lemelechas hamishkan o lebigdei kohuna, they were all needed either for the actual building of the mishkan or for the begadim of the kohen gadol and kohen hedget. Kishetidakti behem, when you examine it, you'll see that each one was needed for these two things, whether it was for the mishkan or for the bigdei kohuna. And all the mepharshim discuss why Rashi says that there are Yud Gimel Dvarim, there are 13 items, when if you count, you will find 15. And there are many different answers given. One answer is that Tcheles ve'Agonmon ve'Salah Shani are all wool, and therefore Rashi is counting all three of them as one, bringing the count from 15 down to 13. And this pshat would even make more sense if you learn that the Misnadim only brought wool, and the Chachmei Lev were the ones who made it into Tcheles, Agoman, and Salah Shani. Then it would be very good why all three wools should be counted as one. Another teretz that is brought down is that Rashi is not counting the Shemen and the Besamim, since Shemen and Besamim are not actually building materials used to make the Melechas HaMishkan and the Bigdei Kohuna. The Shemen was just used to light the menorah, and the Besamim was just used as either an ingredient to make the Shemen HaMishcha or for the Ketores, which was put on the Mizbeach HaZov. Therefore, Rashi does not count those two. A third teretz that is brought down is that the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Meluim are not counted because they were donated by the Nesiim. Maskel Adavah does not like that teretz because he says that it is a Pasuk Mufereshes that says that the Shemen and the Besamim were also donated by the Nesiim. So if you are not counting the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Meluim, you can't count the Shemen and the Besamim either. Therefore, the Maskel of David learns a completely different pshat. He's bothered by the kasha that we find by all these materials there is always a vav hachibur connecting one to the next. Usecheles, ve'argomon, ve'salashoni, ve'oreshelim o'adamim, all the way until Pasuk Vav. But by Pasuk Vav, it does not say any vavs anymore. It just says Shemen Lamaor, Bisamim L'Shem Mishcha, Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Meluim. So therefore, there is no vav achibur. And he says the reason for that is because Pasuk Vav and An was donated by the Nesiim. And in order to make a separation between what Klal Yisrael donated and what the Nesiim donated, the Torah does not write a vav to connect them. Therefore, those four items are not counted at all. So now we are down from 15 to 11. We must pick up another two in order to get Yud Gimel. And Maskel David explains that the extra two are added in the word kesef, because there were three types of kesef. There was the kesef of the machsa shekel given that was used for the adonim. There was the kesef of the machsa shekel used for the karbonos. And then, if somebody wanted to donate more kesef, we explained that Rashi says that it was used for clay shoreis. So really, there were three types of kesef. And since we're counting Kesef as 3, we can bring up the number from 11 till 13. We are not counting anything from Pasuk Vav and on, and we come up with a total of 13 and not 15. Those are the answers to explain Rashi, why Rashi says Yud Gimel instead of Tes Vav. And Rashi continues, Zohov Vav Kesef Unechoshes, Kulam Bo Benedovo. All these items were brought as a contribution, Ishish Masha Nodvulibay, whatever a person wanted to give, Chutzmina Kesef, except for the item of Kesef. Shabob is Shava. Everybody brought the same amount. Machzis ha-shekel chol echad, a half of a shekel for each person. V'loy matzinu b'chom alechz ha-mishkon shehutz rachsham kesef yoyser. We do not find in all the donations for the Mishkan and all the work of the Mishkan that any more silver was needed above the machzis ha-shekel that every person gave. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says further on, the kesef b'kudei ha-eda, and the kesef of the counting of the eda, per person, and it says that what these shkalim were used for, and it covered all the items and all the things that were needed to be made of silver. Any other silver that was donated, the Chachmei Lev used it to make kli shares. So therefore Rashi is saying kesef in the pasuk is different than zav and achoshes. Zav and achoshes, each person was able to give what he wants, but the kesef that was given was all a unified amount because everybody gave a machzah shekel. Usecheles, what does cheles mean? Tzemer, wool, savua, dyed, bedam chilazon, with the blood of a fish called chilazon, betzivai yoroik, and its color is a greenish blue. Argomon, tzemer savua, mimin tzeva sheshmoy argomon. Wool dyed with a type of a dye that is called argomon. V'sheishu pishton, and sheish means flax. V'izim, it does not mean goats, but rather noitzeh shalizim, hairs of a goat. L'kach targum ungalis, that's why Targum says umei azi, and that which comes from a goat. Habominat izim, what comes from a goat. V'loi izim atzman, not the goats themselves. Shal targum shel izim azya, because the targum of the word izim is azya, not mei azi. So mei azi means what comes from a goat, which is the hair. Me'odomim, tzvuiz hayu edoim, these skins of the ram were dyed red. La'achar ibudon, after their tanning. Tchashim, min chayim, it was a type of an animal. V'lehoiso el l'sho, it only existed temporarily in the time of the Mishkan. V'harbe gevanim hoyu lo, it had many colors. L'kach mitargum, that's why Targum calls it sas goina. Shesos, it rejoices, umispo'er, and boasts, begavonim shaloi, in its colors. So the word sas goina is from two words, sas and gavna, rejoicing in its colors. The Maril Diskin says that Rashi is quoting Targum in order to tell us an interesting point. He's bothered, how can Targum have a word for the Tachash? If the Tachash only existed in the time of the Mishkan, how can Targum, which is an Aramaic language which existed in Golos Bavel, how is he able to have a word for the Tachash that did not exist in his time? On that, Rashi answers that he is not calling the Tachash by a new name, but rather the name of the Tachash is a description of the Tachash, and therefore even generations later they can have a description of the Tachash. What is this description? Sasgavna, it rejoices in its colors. Another interesting diak is brought down in Sefer Gan Rove. Why does the pasuk say Vahar Begavanim Hoyu La, that the Tachash had many colors to her, Beloshen Akeva, and then Rashi ends off, Shesos umispo'er begavonim sheloi. He is boasting and rejoicing in his colors. Was it a zachor or was it an akeva? Should it say sheloi or should it say lo? Ein sham, with the territory brings down. Va'ati shitim, and cedarwood. Said Rashi, umi ayin hoy lahem ba'midbar, where did they have cedarwood in the midbar? Pirish Rabbi Tenchuma. Rabbi Tenchuma explains, Yaakov Avinu tzafa b'ruach ha-kodesh. Yaakov Avinu saw through his ruach ha-kodesh, she'asidim Yisrael livnois mishkan, that the Yidden will build a mishkan ba-midbar, in the midbar. V'hevi arozim l'mitzrayim, and he brought cedar wood from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. V'notom, and he planted them there. V'tzivo levonov, and he commanded his children, litlom imohim kishiyetzu mi-mitzrayim, to take these cedars with them when they leave Mitzrayim, in order to build a cedar Mishkan in the midbar. Shemen lamaor, shemen zayizach lahalos ner tamid. It is pure olive oil in order to bring up the ner tamid. The shemen is referring to the pure olive oil, lamaor, for the light of the menorah. B'samin l'shemen hamishcha, shenasu l'mshoyach clay hamishkan v'hamishkan. The shemen hamishcha was used to anoint the vessels of the Mishkan and the Mishkan itself, lekatchoy, in order to make them holy. V'hutzruchu lebesamim, and this oil needed a besamim inside to soak it, to give it a fragrance. K'moshe mefurash b'chisisa, like the pasuk says in Parashas Kisisa. V'lektaris asamim, and they also needed besamim for the k'taris asamim. Shehoi maktirim b'chol erev v'vayker, because they would be maktir the k'taris every evening and morning. K'moshe mefurash b'va'atu tetzaveh, like is explained at the end of Parashas Tetzaveh. Loshen Keteris. What does the word Keteris mean? Haloas Kitor, bringing up vapor. V'simrois Oshom, and a column of smoke. Avnei Shoyam, Shtayim. There were two stones, Hutzruch Shlusham, that were needed over there on the apron. L'tzarech Eifod, for the use of the apron. Ha'omor B'va'at Tetzaveh. that is explained in Parshas Va'ata Tetzaveh by the Big Day Kahuna. Avnei Miluim, Hashem She'oisim Lehem Bezov Moishav, because they made a setting out of gold, Kimin Guma, that was like a hole, the Noisnin Ho'evin Shom, and the stone went into this setting, Lemalois Haguma, to fill up the hole. Kruyim Avnei Miluim, that's why these stones are called Avnei Miluim, stones that filled up the settings. Umokam HaMoishav, and the place of the setting, Koru Mishpatois, was called Mishpatois. Lo'efod V'lachoshin, Avnei Hashem Lo'efod, the Avnei Hashoyam, the two were for the apron, Avnei HaMiluim, and the 12 Avnei Miluim L'choshin. L'choshin, and the breastplate, Lo'efod, and the apron, Mifuroshim B'va'at Tetzaveh, they are explained in detail in Parshas Tetzaveh, V'heim Minei Tachshit, they are types of ornaments. V'asu Li Migdosh, again, it says the word Li, V'asu L'shmi, they should make this Mishkan in my name. And what does Mikdash mean? Beis Kedusha, a house of holiness. Kecholashan ani mara oischa, kan estavnes haMishkan. The way I am showing you here in the mountain, the way the Mishkan looks, that is the way you shall make it. Hamikra hazem mechubar lemikra shelamala himenu. This pasuk tes is really attached to pasuk ches. The word ve'asu is going on pasuk tes also. Ve'asu, and you should make for me a Beis Kedusha like everything I am showing you here, how it is made. And that's the way Rashi explains it. V'asu li migdash, and they should make in my name a Beis Kedusha, kichoyl asher ani mara oischa, like everything I'm showing you here, the way the Mishkan looks, and the way the Kelim look, v'chein tasu l'doiris. And the Pasuk ends off, and so you shall make for generations, im yoivad echad mina kelim. If one of the Kelim are lost, oy kishetasu li klei beis alamim, or when you make the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, kigoin shulchanois, tables, umenoiros, and candelabras, ukiyoros, umechoinois, and basins and stands, she'osu shloimoi, that shloimoi will make, kiktatavnes elu ta'asa oisam, they will be made similar to these forms. And Rashi up to here is explaining that the two psukim are connected. And since they are connected, the word va'osu is going on pasuk tes. And therefore, the word v'chein tasu is extra, because we do not need two psukim to say a lashon asiyah. The first, va'osu li migdash, you shall make for me a mishkan, like everything I'm showing you here, the way the mishkan and the kelim look. And now, v'chein tasu, so you shall make as extra, and we use that to tell me if you lose a keli, you shall make it the same way. And this is what Rashi says. If the pasuk was standing for itself and was not attached to the pasuk before, the pasuk should not have written v'chein tasu with a vav, ela kein tasu. It should say kein tasu, since we do not have the va'osu of pasuk ches, so pasuk tes needs a lashon asiyah, because the pasuk is saying, like everything I am showing you here, the way the mishkan and the kelim look, kein tasu, so you should do it. And the pasuk would be talking about the making of the oil moyed and the kelim. Kein tasu, show you, so you shall make it the way I am showing you here in the mountain. But since we are saying the pasuk is connected, so we have a lashon of v'asu in pasuk ches that is going on pasuk tes also. So the end of pasuk tes v'chein tasu is an extra word, and we use it to tell us l'dayrois, if a keli is lost, you should make it in the same dimensions. We are now ready to start the kelim of the Mishkan, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and all the details of the building of the Mishkan. It would be very beneficial to the listener to have a picture in front of him to see exactly what Rashi is referring to in his many details that he says. There are two very good sfarim that can be used that have very good pictures. One is called Tavnis HaMishkan VeKelov from Reb Sholem Dover Steinberg, which has very good pictures of every detail in Rashi. And also Art Scroll Saperstein edition of Rashi, which also has very good detailed pictures of the Kelim. And we will be referring to these pictures when we discuss the Rashis. Pasuk Yud, V'osu aroin atzei shitim. You shall make an aroin, a chest of cedar wood. Amosayim v'chetzi arkoi, 2.5 ames its length. V'amo v'chetzi rochboi, and an ame and a half its width. V'amo v'chetzi komosoi, and an ame and a half its height. The Mefarshim all speak about why it says a lashon of v'osu, a lashon rabim, they should make, as opposed to the other kelim, where a lashon of sisa, lashon yachid, you shall make, is used. And the famous teretz is that since the Torah is symbolized by the Aron is a symbol of Torah, therefore, when it comes to Torah, we are telling you that every person has a chelik in Torah. from the greatest person to the smallest person, the smartest to the simplest. Every person can have a chelik in Torah on his level. And that's why by the Oren, a Lashon Rabim is used. Also, concerning the dimensions of the Oren, we find everything is halves. It was 2.5 amas by 1.5 amas, and 1.5 amas the height. Why is it all Lashon of Chatzi, half? Balaturim learns, in order to tell you, a person that learns Torah has to lower himself and break himself down in order to understand the Torah. That is why a Lashon of Chatzi, a broken Lashon, because a person has to break himself to learn Torah. Which is similar to the Drasha in the Gemara on the Pasuk of Vizais HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomis Ba'el. This is the Torah. How is the Torah acquired by somebody? Adam Ki Yomis Ba'el, if you will, Bimemis Atzmai Oleho, kill himself and really push himself in order to learn Torah, in order to be Yoshev Oyeholim. Another Torah is brought down by the Kli Yakar is to teach us that a person never really finishes the Torah. He's always just chatzi, halfway there, no matter how much he learns, he is never finished. And that is why the Torah, which is symbolized by the Oren, has all chatzi, because a person is never finished in learning Torah. And the pasuk continues, Vitzi Pisa Oisei Zohav Tor, you shall cover the Oren with pure gold, Mibayis Michutz Titzapenu, from the inside, and from the outside you shall cover it. This does not mean that you will plate the wooden box with gold, but rather it means that there were three boxes. The middle box was wood, and that was 2.5 amas by 1.5 amas, and there was an outer box, a drop bigger, and an inner box, a drop smaller. The wooden box was placed inside the golden outer box. This way it was covered with gold from the outside. And then the golden inner box was placed inside the wooden box with a little bit of a lip around the edges of the golden box in order to cover the top. If one was looking from the top, he should not see any wood. And this way, the Oren was covered from the inside and from the outside. With these two golden boxes, they were covered with gold. Vasisa olav, zera zahav savim. And on the outer box, you will make a golden crown, which was a symbol of Keser Torah. Since the Oren symbolizes Torah, the crown around the Oren was Keser Torah. This zera zahav went a little bit above the cover of the Oren. The Oren had a cover called the Kaparis, which was a tefach thick, and this outer box with the zera zahav went a little bit above the Kaparis in order that there will be like a crown-like ornament around the Kaparis. The Otzaktaloi Arba Taba Oy Zahav, and you shall pour for the Oren 4 rings of gold. Vinosato Al Arba Pa'am Oy Zahav, and you shall place these 4 rings on the 4 sides. Which means the Oren was 2.5 amas by 1.5 amas. On the 1.5 amas side, on each side, they placed 2 rings. And therefore, when you put the poles through these 2 rings, between the poles there were 2.5 amas, allowing 2 Levim who were carrying the Oren to stand in between the 2 poles on the inside. Ushtei taboyz al tzaleho echos, 2 rings on one side, ushtei taboyz al tzaleho ashenis, and 2 rings on the other side. Rashi explains that this end of the pasuk is just an explanation of the beginning of the pasuk. There were only a total of 4 rings, and that's it. And these 4 rings were made up of 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side. Al Taisvis in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis Amen Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Ksiv, argues with Rashi, and he brings down a shita that the pasuk is actually listing 8 rings, 4 in the beginning of the pasuk, and 2 at the end of the pasuk, for a total of 8. And there were 8 rings on the Oren. But Rashi does not learn like that. Ve'osiso vade atzei shitim, and you shall make badim, poles of cedar wood, v'tzipisa oisam zov, and you shall cover them with gold. Ve'veso es abadim bataboyz, and you shall bring the badim, the poles, inside these rings, al tzaleis ha'oroin, on the side of the oroin, loseis es ha'oroin bahem, in order to carry the oroin with them. Bataboyz ha'oroin yiyu habadim, inside the rings of the oroin will these badim stay, lo yasuru mimenu, they shall never be taken out. It is a lav to take and remove the badim out of the oroin. Binosata el ha'oren, and you shall place inside the oren eis ha'edus, the luchais, which were a testimony that I commanded you, the aseres hadibros. That's why the luchais are called edus. They were an edus that I commanded you, the aseres hadibros. Asher etin elecha, that I will give you. Inside the oren you will place the luchais. Concerning the way the Levim carried the oren, The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, says that the Levim, the four Levim that carried the Oren, all faced each other and faced the Oren. So if they were going in a certain direction, it would come out that two of them were walking forward and two of them were walking backwards. And the Rambam explains this was because of the Kedusha of the Oren. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that all the Levim should face the Oren. Another point that I'd like to mention is that Rashi in Yuma, Ayin Bezum and Aleph, says that the Badim were thicker on the ends and narrower in the middle. Because if the Levim were walking, we did not want that the Oren should slide back and forth on the poles. And therefore, the end of the poles were much thicker than the middle of the poles. And they, in order to get the poles in, they had to squeeze it through the tabois. But once it was in, the Oren would stay in one place, because as it went further toward the outside, it got thicker and thicker. Cheskuni explains the lav of lo yosuru mimeno, the lav that you are not allowed to remove the badim from the Oren. And he says, because by the Oren, it is not an issue to keep the badim inside the tabois, even at the time of Chaniya, the time of encampment. Because nobody really walked around in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that the Badim would be in the way. The Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year. So therefore the Badim were able to stay. Lefi zeh, it should come out that at the time of Chaniya, of encampment, by the Shulchan, and by the Mizbeach Hazov, and by the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the outside Mizbeach, it would make sense that they did take out the Badim. Since the whole reason why the Cheskuni says that they left it in by the Oren was because it was not in the way, that is mashma that by the other ones where it was in the way, they took it out. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud, the Osu Aron, and they should make an Oren. Kmin Aronois Sha'oisim Belay Raglaim. It's like a chest that is made without legs. Asuyin Kmin Argas, made like a chest. Shekurin Ishkurin, that is called Ishkurin. Yoshev Al Shulav, sitting on the floor without any legs. Mibayis Michus Titapenu. Shloisha Aronois Osu Bitzalel. Bitzalel made three boxes. Beishal Zov, Vaachat Shal Eitz, two of gold and one of wood. Bedal Kaisolim Vishulayim Lechol Echod. Four walls and a bottom to each one, upsucha milmalo, and all these boxes were opened on top. Nosan shall eis b'shoich shall zov. He placed the wooden one into the gold one, b'shel zov b'shoich shall eis, and the gold one inside the wooden one. So this way, it was covered inside and outside with gold. V'chipos svosoi halyona b'zov, and the inner box had a little bit of a lip. This way, it covered the edge, the top edge of the wooden box, bezov, with gold. Nimsa mitzupa mimbayis michutz. This way we see it is covered from the inside and the outside. Zer zov, a gold crown. Kimne keser mukaf loisavim. Like a crown surrounding the oren, lamala on top. Misvase at the edge. She'osa oren hachitzon. The outer box was made gavaya min apnimi, higher than the inner box, until it went above the thickness of the cover, which we will mention later on, the cover of the Oren, which is called the Kaparis, and a little bit above this cover. When this cover was lying on the thickness of the walls of the Oren, the crown went above the thickness of the kaparis, which was a tefach, kolshu, a little bit, and this crown around the Oren was a symbol of the crown of the Torah. Since the Oren is symbolizing Torah, the zer is the keser Torah. It means to pour. Kitagumai, like Targum says, on the four corners, pa'amoisav, kitagumai zivyase, corners. And these rings were placed on the upper corners, samach lakaparis, closer to the cover of the Oren, not on the bottom. Hayunasunum, they were placed. Shtayim mikan ushtayim mikan lerochbay shel Oren, two on one side and two on the other side, on the width of the Oren. In other words, the rings were put on the side that was 1.5 amos. Va'abadim nesunum behem, and now you went and you put these poles through these rings. The Argo shall Oren Mafsik ben Abadim. Since we placed these rings on the side that was 1.5, and you have two rings on that side, then you slide the poles in them, it comes out that between the two poles now, you have the length of the Oren, which is 2.5 Amos. Amatsayim v'chetzi ben Bad Labad. 2.5 Amos between each pole. In order that the two Levim that are carrying the Aron, Mahalchim Beneim, would be able to go between the two poles, two on one side and two on the other side. And so is explained in Masechta Menachos in Perek Shtei Halechem. Rashi learns that the end of the Pasuk is just explaining the beginning, and these are the same four of the beginning of the Pasuk. And now the Pasuk is explaining to you where these four were situated. And this Vav is really extra. And the way to explain it is Kemoi Shtei Tabois, like as if it did not say a Vav, and it only says Shtei Tabois, which would make sense when it is an explanation. And if you want to explain it with a Vav, you should explain it like this. And two of the rings that were mentioned earlier were two on one side and two on the other side. And two of the previously mentioned rings were on the side of the Oren. Saloi means sidoi, the side. Bade, what are badim? Moitois, poles. Loyosurimenu, you shall not remove the poles from the tabois. Loilam, forever, it's a love. Benosata el ha'orin, it means kemay be'orin. You shall place inside the orin ha'edus ha'tayra. It means the Torah. Maskil David learns that when Rashi says Torah here, it really means the luchais, because Rashi further on in Parashas Vayakel Pekudei says specifically that the Eidos is referring to the Luchas. So here also, even though Rashi says HaTorah, he means the Luchas. Shehi le'Eidos, which is a testimony, b'ni u'b'nechem, between me and you, shetzivisi eschem mitzvois haksuvis boy, that I commanded you the mitzvois written on it. I commanded you the Aseres HaDibros. What is the Eidos that I did command you these Aseres HaDibros? The Luchas, the fact that you have these stone tablets is a testimony that I commanded these mitzvois to you.